Lunchtime at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka, where students are shooting hoops in the gym. The state-run boarding school is home to hundreds of students from all over Alaska, including many from communities along the state's west coast. For them, the last day has consisted of phone calls home, trying to get any word they can from relatives in the storm's path. A group of students gathers in the entryway of the gym, and I ask them to raise their hands if they've spoken to anyone back home in the last 24 hours. Most of the hands go up. Michelle Swokus does not.
I'm trying to get a hold of like my mom and my brothers, but the cell phones and the home phones aren't working, and I'm really worried about my family and my dog.
Swoku is a senior at Edgecombe. She comes from Gamble on the northwest tip of St. Lawrence Island. She might be one of the few who hasn't been able to reach home yet, but even among those who have, the updates have been sporadic. And that's difficult when you're far away, says senior Evelyn Komanasiak from Teller.
It's kind of scary not knowing what's happening, really, just because we're so far away from home. Like, you don't know if everyone at home was safe just because of, like, the lack of communication and all that.
Komanasiak says she has reached family back home.
It was, like, really windy, and they all had to evacuate to a new site, and that's, like, more houses 2 miles north of Teller, south of Teller. And, yeah, I haven't gotten anything else.
Senior Janice Home King Cow is from Koyuk, a community of about 300 people at the north end of Norton Bay, between Unalakleet and Nome.
I just got off the phone with my dad, and he said it flooded badly, and the caches went down where they hang dried fish. They all went down.
She says it was just good to hear voices from home.
Yes, I was so worried last night. I called my dad, and I made sure that all my siblings were home, and he's like, okay, you don't have to worry, and they were all fine in the morning.
The students tell me that Facebook has been more reliable than the phone in many cases, and their feelings are mixed on being so far away from home. Some said it was difficult not to be with family right now, but others said they were glad they missed it. All of them, though, including freshman Danny Merkuliev from St. George Island, say it's been important to have other Western Alaskans at school with them.
You get a better understanding, and you have people supporting you while you're worried, and they know what you're going through.
Edgecombe's academic principal, Bernie Gurley, says the school has relaxed its cell phone policy. If students get calls during class, they're allowed to step into the hallway and answer, and those who don't have cell phones can use school phones if they need to reach home. Gurley says the students are taking things in stride, but also that the mood at school has definitely changed.
I wouldn't call it an anxiety. I really wouldn't go that far. But there's kind of a little bit more excitement, and they're anxious to hear about what's happening at home, and they're anxious to share that with other people, too.
Gurley says he's been impressed at their ability to keep in touch with friends and family on the other side of the state.
I think a few years ago, it might be a little bit different. If not everybody had a cell phone, if not everybody could get on Facebook or whatever the case may be, but there's a lot of communication going on right now, and that's probably the best that can happen right now.
With so many students from all over the state, almost any major event in Alaska is bound to resonate here. Gurley says this might be the first one that's impacted so many students at the same time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.